Let's go down to the rooms. We've got Michael Stamp downstairs, and he has Liam Shields. Stampy?
Liam, a fourth successive grand final, going for a three-peat. What are you feeling right now?
Oh, yeah, just pumped. So excited. We'll enjoy it for probably the next 20 minutes, and then we'll have to move on for next week, which is very exciting.
Frio threw a lot at you in that first 10 minutes of the last quarter, but you managed to starve them off. Cyril Rioli came out with two huge goals. How was that last quarter?
Yeah, we knew they were going to come out hard and play some attacking footy because they needed to kick a score to win the game. So we just really wanted to match them inside around the contest and really pressure their ball. But yeah, Sizz was fantastic, really stepped up, and I think it was his forward line pressure that caused the turnover, which ended up kicking the goal. So yeah, he's a pretty special player, and he was on in the last quarter tonight.
I'll send you upstairs. Carl Langdon, Brad Hardy, Peter Bell and Mark Reddings.
Congratulations on the victory, Liam. Terrific work. They got the jump on you, Fremantle, early, didn't they?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, they did. They kicked the first couple of goals, and it's probably the loudest I've ever heard the crowd over here. But yeah, we knew that we just had to stay with them early and try to take the crowd out of it as much as possible. So we kicked the next two goals, which was good, and then kicked away a little bit. But just pumped, boys. Pretty excited.
Liam, Brad Hardy, mate, well done. It was the second quarter. Can you be frank with us? Was it the ability of your team in that second quarter just to absorb the pressure? Did you feel as though you knew if you could stifle Fremantle's ability to kick 10 or 12 goals, you had them?
Yeah, definitely. I think they're probably the number one pressure side in the competition. That's why they finished on top of the ladder this year. So we really try to match their intensity around the footy and their pressure. And I think we did that in the second quarter, which we were able to capitalise on our scoring opportunities. I think we kicked... I think it was 10 goals, 2 to half time. So that also helps when you kick straight in finals.
Liam, you won by 27 points. I think your last few prelim finals, it's been about a total of 13 between them. So it must have been nice in the last couple of minutes to at least exhale and realise that you're through without too much stress.
Yeah, definitely. I think when Cyril kicked his second goal, it was about at the 20-minute mark. So I think we had a pretty comfortable lead at that stage. So, yeah, it was nice to just enjoy the last 10 minutes. As you said, the last four prelims we played in have been decided by a goal, so it was nice tonight just to have it in the bag with probably 5 or 10 minutes to go.
Obviously, you're looking ahead to next week. Give us an idea of the next 24 hours. You head home and you'll have a look, I gather, as a group or individually at tomorrow night's prelim.
Yeah, definitely. That hasn't been decided yet. I guess we'll go into the meeting and sit down with Clarko, but most of the boys will catch the red eye tonight. We've got our VFL side playing in the grand final tomorrow, so the boys will get along to that and watch them, and hopefully they do well.
Is it fair to say, Liam, you've got three midfields?
What's that, sorry?
Is it fair to say you've got three midfields?
Oh, yeah, that's probably one of our strengths as a group, is the number of blokes we can spin through the midfield. Probably got 10 blokes that can go through there. So I think that's one of our key strengths, is the number of blokes that can play different positions.
Probably more, mate. When you think about your back half, you know, blokes like Birchall, Suckling, Burgoyne, they wouldn't look out of place running through the midfield. Essentially, a lot of them play back half, but then you've got your high half forwards like Puopolo, Cyril... Of course, Bruce, you all take your turn. You share it very well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got to be selfless with the amount of blokes that can spin through the midfield. So I guess you get in there for your three or four and give as much energy as you can and then go for a little bit of a spell half forward or down back. So as I touched on before, it is definitely one of our strengths as a group, is the versatility amongst the playing group and the number of different positions we can play.
So one for the news to take, mate. Who do you want to play next week?
Oh, I don't really care, to be honest.
Good answer.
Can I just ask, Liam, I know you've been away from Melbourne for a few days. Are you expecting Jack Gunston to be available?
We'll give him every chance. He'll have to... I think he was pretty close this week, so...
Right.
We'll give him every chance. He'll have to get through training, obviously, but, yeah, we'll just see how that progresses throughout the week.
Ryan Schoenmaker's will be hoping he doesn't get up, mate. That's what he'll be hoping.
Yeah, I mean, there's always tough decisions at this time of year. Players miss out, but Shuey's been fantastic, and, it's a tough decision for Clarko, and... Obviously, the medical staff have to make the call at the end of the day.
Well, you'll be in, so you don't care.
Now, can I ask you, mate, do you think that one of your boys can take off the Brownlow medal? I know that you're eligible, but you missed four games earlier in the season. So
I don't think I'll be up there, boys.
There's 12 votes. What do you reckon? Do you reckon Sammy can get there?
I'd love to see Sammy win one. He's been such a good player for a number of years now, and he's always there around the mark. So, yeah, I'd love to see Sammy get one. I think he'll be up there among the top five.
Well, go and steal that watch that he just won, because he's already got enough of those.
All right. You must have four or five of those now, so I might eat him up for it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.